And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, the movie director, London, 1899. His father was a very strict father, and once when the little boy misbehaved, his father sent him to a police station. They locked him in a cell for a while to teach him a lesson, and it taught him a lesson he carried with him the rest of his life. He was terrified of the police, rarely drove a car so that he could not be pulled over. Went on to make great suspense and horror films, Rebecca and Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, The Birds. With great help from his wife, Alma Reville, she had been his assistant. They had a close relationship. She went through every detail of each of the movies, pointing out whenever the dialogue sounded slightly wrong or there was a flaw in the filming. So that when Hitchcock went into production, he knew exactly how he wanted the entire film to look as soon as they had finished with the screenplay. Alfred Hitchcock, who said the length of a film should be directly related to the endurance of the human bladder. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Perrotta, Garwood, New Jersey, 1961, grew up in blue-collar Newark, who said, I like to write simply and clearly. I never wanted to write for the guys I met in college. I wanted to write for the guys I grew up with who weren't literary sophisticates. I have an allergy to fancy writing. Most recent novel was The Leftovers. It's the birthday of Annie Oakley, born in Dark County, Ohio in 1860. Came from a Quaker family, but she learned to shoot a rifle. Annie Oakley, who traveled the country for 50 years with her husband Frank Butler, doing a routine in Buffalo Bill's Wild West traveling show. Annie Oakley, who from 30 paces could split a playing card held edge on. She could hit dimes tossed into the air. She could split cigarettes from between her husband's lips. Thomas Edison filmed Annie Oakley at his studio in West Orange, New Jersey, and it was shown in Nickelodeons around the country. People paid 5 cents apiece to see Annie Oakley, who was the most famous woman in the world for a while. Here's a poem for today by Ogden Nash. No doctors today, thank you. They tell me that euphoria is the feeling of feeling wonderful. Well, today I feel euphorian. Today I have the agility of a Greek god and the appetite of a Victorian. Yes, today I may even go forth without my galoshes. Today I am a swashbuckler. Would anybody like me to buckle any swashes? This is my euphorian day. I will ring welkins, and before anybody answers, I will run away. I will tame me a caribou and bedeck it with marabou. I will pen me my memoirs. Ah, youth, youth, what euphorian days them was. I wasn't much of a hand for the boudoirs. I was generally to be found where the food was. Does anybody want any flotsam? I got some. Does anybody want any jetsam? I can get some. I can play chopsticks on the Wurlitzer. I can speak Portuguese like a Berlitzer. I can don or doff my shoes without tying or untying the laces because I am wearing moccasins and I practically know the difference between serums and antitoxins. Kind people, don't think me purse-proud. Don't set me down as vainglorious. I'm just a little euphorious. Ogden Nash, No Doctors Today, thank you, from The Best of Ogden Nash, published by Ivan R.D. and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.